Okay, now let's get into something that is of great importance, even if it's not making a huge amount of news. The SABC has been without a board for 100 days, and one person who's been using social media and perhaps other platforms as well to try and let people know and talk about why this matters is Michael Markovitz. He's a former SABC board member. He's currently the head of the Media Leadership Think Tank at the Gordon Institute of Business Science, Gibbs. Mr. Markovitz, welcome and thanks very much for your time. 100 days without a board, does this have legal implications apart from all the strategic concerns and questions asked about work that needs to be done?
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on. Look, I think it has legal and operational implications. Just having been on the board for 5 years, I know what kind of decisions would be piling up after 3 months. That's a whole quarter of a financial year where the board has not met, board committees have not met, and there's certain decisions that management simply cannot take without the approval of the board. So, yes, I am very concerned that there's been no accounting authority for such a long period of time, particularly, John, after the Zondo Commission made quite a big mention of the need for stability in boards. And one would have thought, given that this is set out in a process and it's all pretty set out and clearly set out in the statute, that this would have been delayed so badly.
Yeah, now I'm going to read for people just part of one of your tweets that was earlier in the month, 8 days ago. You said this: as the former SABC board, we prepared a 50-page handover report believing a new board would be in place on the 16th of October, 2022, and urgent revenue-related issues would be dealt with. And on that day, you said 91 days gone and still no board. That's now 100, of course, that total. And you say the SABC and the work we did to stabilize it has been treated with total contempt. What are some of the urgent tasks that that new board would have tackled? Obviously, you refer to it when you refer to the report you did.
Well, I think, John, you know, the SABC sits at the intersection of technology, of broadcasting. There's a lot of policy issues. For instance, one example, the minister gazetted a notice saying that analog switch-off is going to happen on the 31st of March. You've got till the 27th of January to comment. Now, only a board of the SABC could engage with the minister on a process like that. So even if they were appointed tonight, you know, I'm just giving you an example, they would have 3 days to consider that notice of the minister. On the revenue side, you know, SABC has got 80% dependent on commercial revenue, so it's absolutely vital until the funding model is changed that management addresses the revenue concerns, addresses the content issues. And, you know, when we left, management was on quite a strict reporting path trying to attack revenue opportunities where they can. And as you quite rightly said, I mean, we had no idea that 100 days would pass before the board would even look at that report.
Do you have any idea why this is so delayed? Because, I mean, Parliament has come up with the names of the people who they think should serve in this capacity. What's holding it up?
Well, from what we've heard, and I can only go on what the spokesperson of the president said, the presidency only got the names from the speaker on the 20th of December, 2 weeks after they were appointed. Why they were delayed for 2 weeks, I don't know. But then they said at the presidency that the government printers were closed, so they couldn't get any members. So you got the impression from that, well, it was just a matter of the government printers open and that decision would be made. Now, a month has passed since those names have been sitting with the president, who has the discretion to appoint the chair and the deputy chair, and we still haven't heard a good reason as to why this decision, which is really the final step of a long public process, has still not been taken.
I have this thought about a potential concern, and I'd like your view, Michael Markovitz. I mean, You've referred to two processes where the public has been asked to participate. Do we run the risk, if you don't execute what is meant to follow that participation by the public, that people will say, you know what, there's no point. There's no point in sending feedback because nothing happens. There's no point in putting names forward because nothing happens with that either.
Well, you know, John, I wouldn't take that point of view. I mean, my view is it's always worth trying to save these institutions. You know, SABC serves 30 million people on radio every day in Indigenous languages. It's the second biggest online news source in the country. So, you know, for me, there are many people who might say, I don't care, I don't watch it, I don't listen to it.
Right.
But it still plays a pretty critical role in our democracy. And if there's any instability through this gap in governance, I think people are going to have to look at those who delayed this process, the various arms of the state, and they're going to have to account.
Thanks so much. Michael Markovitz, head of Gibbs, the Media Leadership Think Tank at the Gordon Institute of Business Science, Gibbs, and is a former member of the SABC board. Coming up for 4 o'clock.